George Pickens won a back shoulder rep against cornerback Emmanuel Forbes at the August 10th joint practice with the Rams, and that single contested catch is close to the loudest thing he did all week. Quiet. And for George Pickens, quiet is mostly fine, because the thing that decides his season is not something a padded practice can settle. The June read, for the vast majority of you hearing it fresh, Pickens finished last season as one of the very best receivers in football, but that finish leaned hard on the month CeeDee Lamb was hurt. In Lamb's four absences, Pickens piled up 427 of his 1,400 receiving yards as the lone alpha. With Lamb on the field, he was a very good second option, a clear step below that headline. So the June claim was that the huge finish had a temporary tailwind, and that the version you should expect alongside a healthy Lamb is the strong complement, not the alpha, unless something changes in the target math. This week changed nothing in that math, which is the point. Pickens is present, healthy, and playing on his one-year deal without new contract noise in the team notes. He flashed against Forbes on Monday. On Thursday, at the final practice before the Seattle game, safety Mark Quise Bell intercepted a Dak Prescott throw intended for him, per the team's practice points. One win, one turnover on a ball headed his way, and meanwhile, Lamb was the one catching two red zone touchdowns from Prescott at that same joint practice. If you squint, that last detail is the June thesis in miniature. When everyone is healthy, Lamb eats first. Does the June read hold? Unchanged. Nothing this week moved the target share question in either direction, and that question only gets a real answer when the games count and Lamb is on the field. Next week, we check whether Pickens plays in the second preseason game and if the starters get a series together, where the first team targets actually go. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.